Let's go overseas now to the US, where the former president, Donald Trump, has refused to answer questions under oath from the New York Attorney General's office as its years-long fraud investigation nears conclusion. This investigation, led by Attorney General Letitia James, is determining if the Trump Organization used misleading information to get millions of dollars in tax breaks and loans. An hour after he arrived at Letitia James's office, Mr. Trump issued a statement saying he took the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. In the past, he's said dodging questions is an admission of guilt, but today his stance on that changed somewhat. Here's CNN's Kara Scannell.
He says he's not answering questions because this is a witch hunt and also because of the FBI search on his private home, Mar-a-Lago, in Florida on Monday. It's unclear how long this deposition will last because they can continue to ask him questions even if he refuses to answer them. One of his sons, Eric Trump, in 2020 was deposed. He was asked more than 500 questions and asserted that Fifth Amendment right not to answer them. Interestingly, his other two adult children, Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump, were recently deposed by the New York Attorney General as part of the same investigation. Sources tell CNN that they answered questions as part of that deposition. Now, this investigation, as you noted, has been going on for more than 3 years. The New York Attorney General said that she needed to talk to the former president and his children to understand who was making the decisions about how these financial statements came to be, how they were prepared, and what values were put on different properties.
So that is Kara Scannell there of CNN. Let's go to New York University law professor Stephen Gillis, who's with us now. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
With Mr. Trump refusing to answer questions, where does it leave this case and these inquiries?
Well, the Attorney General is not going to get information, but she does get what is called an inference of guilt from the refusal to answer questions. So if there's a trial in this matter, the jury will be allowed to infer that Trump's answers, had he given them, would have implicated himself in wrongdoing. And that is good for James and bad for Trump.
That's interesting. So that inference can be taken from taking the Fifth, can it? That this can lead to the idea that the answers would have been incriminating.
Yes, it can be used that way because the James inquiry is civil, not criminal. Taking the Fifth cannot allow an inference of guilt in a criminal case. Should Trump ever be indicted in a criminal case, he would not face the risk of the same inference. But the James inquiry is civil, and if it goes to trial, New York State can ask a jury to infer that the refusal to answer means the answers would have been incriminating.
That's really interesting. So the crux of this case really is that Trump has lied about his wealth. I mean, that's in simple terms, right? That, you know, the asset valuations that were given were done to confer a certain economic advantage, right?
Right. There are several prongs to this, that he overvalued his property when dealing with insurance companies or bankers, and he undervalued the same property when dealing with taxing authorities. So in one case, it was good for him to say the property was worth more. In another situation, taxing situation, it was good for him to say it was worth less. And so what James is claiming is that he thereby defrauded bankers and insurance companies and New York State taxing authorities.
It's a little confusing, this one, isn't it? Because there's a criminal probe, too. Why are there two tracks on this?
Sorry, say that again.
Put it another way. Why, if this is a fraud case, is this a civil case?
Well, fraud can be civil or criminal. So you can be prosecuted for fraud in New York, in the U.S., But you can also be sued civilly for money damages for fraud. And that's what James is claiming. She has no criminal prosecution power in this situation. If she were to turn up criminal conduct, she would refer the matter to the Manhattan prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, who does have the power to indict and prosecute.
Thanks for your time on that this morning. We really appreciate it. Stephen Gill is there, who is a New York University law professor.